sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. A little more than 1,000 miles from the North Pole, at the northernmost edge of Alaska, Barrow sits between the Arctic Ocean and the vast coastal plain of northern Alaska. In the summer, fueled by 24-hour daylight, the tundra around Barrow is a lush, green expanse teeming with life. One animal stands out, white against the green tundra, like a beacon on the tall tundra mounds, a snowy owl. The snowy owl has been associated with Barrow for centuries. This is Vera Williams of the Nupiat Heritage Center in Barrow.
There were snowy owls in Barrow. They were the Ukpik is the Eskimo name for the snowy owl. We're called Utbjergvik, and Utbjergvik means place of the snowy owl. That's our name of our town.
Stretching its 4.5-foot wings, a snowy owl drops and plucks a lemming from the tundra. Snowy owls will eat birds and hares, but lemmings are the owl's mainstay. And in years when lemmings are abundant, a pair of these ground-nesting owls can lay as many as a dozen eggs. But lemming populations peak and crash. And in years when lemmings are scarce, snowy owls won't nest or even lay a single egg. Snowy owls can remain in the Arctic all winter if lemmings are abundant, hunting in the frigid, perpetual darkness. But in lean years, snowy owls leave the Arctic in search of food and range as far south as the northern U.S.
Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.